alert and comfortable posture. Gently closing your eyes. And I'd like to recommend that there are three characteristics here to mindfulness practice, the kind of attention we use in mindfulness. One is that the attention, the attentiveness is calm. We bring a calm, even though we might not feel calm, we bring a calm attention to what's going on. The second is that it's deliberate. We bring a deliberate attention. And the third is that the kind of alertness or knowing or attention that we have is almost as if while we know that we know. We're kind of almost as self-reflective. We kind of know, oh yes, I'm aware of the breath, and I know that I'm aware of the breath. That kind of presence of mind, the awareness itself, is so palpable or so clear that you could almost say, you could realize, if it's easy to realize, it's so close by, that yes, I know that I know. And that sense of a calm, deliberate knowing begins at the very beginning of the sitting, when you first sit down. Take a calm, deliberate time to establish a posture. Being attentive and careful. Maybe by letting your awareness travel up your spine. So your spine feels that it's alert, a little bit energized. And then calmly and deliberately, it can be helpful to take a few long, slow breaths. And as you know, that those long breaths at the beginning of a sitting help you connect to your body. As you exhale, helps you relax. But also, if you do it calmly and deliberately, it begins establishing that sense of calm deliberateness in the practice. And if you continue taking some few long, slow, deep breaths, then over maybe three or four cycles of breathing, slowly return your breathing to a simple, natural rhythm. So it's calmly and deliberately, you begin slowly to shorten the breaths to become more natural. And then also as a preliminary exercise. Calmly and deliberately, let your awareness move through your body. Feeling as globally as you can your physical body. Feeling the solidity of the body, the weight. Feeling the weight of your body and the support that exists between your body and the chair, or your body and the cushion. And then in the body, as part of the body, become familiar with your breathing. Be relaxed, calm, without any particular idea of how you're supposed to pay attention to the breath. As if you've never noticed a breath before. Become familiar with what it feels like to be breathing at this time. Noticing if your breaths are short, your in-breaths are short, or your in-breaths long. Are the out-breaths short, or are they long? Noticing as you pay attention to your breath, is there any tendency to judge it or interpret it, assign meaning to it? And if so, can you either let go of it or somehow go around the interpretations in favor of just feeling it how it actually is? It's okay for it to be short, it's okay for it to be long. Just know it as it is. notice the way that the inhalation is experienced differently than the exhalation. Noticing where in your body you tend to experience the breathing. Noticing how it's experienced there. Just getting to know the breath, entering the world of the breath and getting to know it in and of itself. Notice what the experience is like when you switch over from breathing in to breathing out. And what it feels like to switch over from breathing out to breathing in. Being relaxed, calm, deliberate, alert to what happens there. And then calmly, deliberately, expand the experience of breathing as widely in the body as you can. The full torso, the rib cage, the back rib cage, the belly down to the pelvic cavity, shoulders. As much, be aware of as much of the body as you can as the body breathes. Experiencing the whole body, there's a rhythm of expanding and contracting. Hang in there with that rhythm. Let the rhythm work you. Then experiencing your breath body, the whole, as much of your body as you can as you breathe, the rhythm of breathing. As you exhale, see if you can let there be a wave of relaxing, tranquilizing through your body. A wave of softening. Any places in the body where there's tension or holding, breathing out, calming the body. And also as you breathe in, maybe there can also be a wave of softening, of relaxing. Maybe the breathing out, the relaxing is a settling, a letting go. As you breathe in, the relaxing is a dissolving and expanding outward that dissolves into space. So you can either continue to tranquilize the bodily formations as you breathe in and out, or you could go back and breathe with the whole body, or you can go back and just be very simple and experience the breath in its simplicity as it actually is. Whatever is most compelling or most satisfying for you, most helpful. in a few minutes, I thought we would take a short period to do some walking meditation outside or take a little break. But I want to say, before we go outside, I want to mention something. I did my undergraduate degree in college was that doesn't really matter, but my graduate degrees are all in religion. And my undergraduate degree was in a kind of a bachelor's in science. So I took in graduate school, I took a lot of classes in religion and spirituality. In all my years of college and graduate school, the most spiritual class I ever took for me was my introduction to botany class. And it was one thing. There was many things about the class, but one thing in particular was that is I was going to school at Davis, and I remember there's a big diagram on the blackboard of the carbon dioxide oxygen cycle, you know, and how these plants take in the carbon dioxide, they make oxygen, and something out there, us and other animals, take in the oxygen and produce carbon dioxide. It's a great cycle. And I left the, after that class, I left the classroom and walked out, and you know, all these trees around the campus outside, saw all these trees. And I had this wonderful experience of feeling, you know, that there was no sharp line between where I ended and the trees began. That I could do with one less kidney, I could do with, you know, without any eyes, or I can lose a hand or two, or, you know, you know, there's a lot of things like, you know, that I think are really important about who I am, which I could actually do without. And but I couldn't do without the trees making the oxygen, the plants. And the question of, well, where do I begin? Where do they, you know, that sense of barrier or boundary, and the sense of interconnection became, was very strong for me. It was just I stood there in awe for a long time about, you know, what's my identity? Who am I? And so the question of breath and breathing, what's our identity? Who are we? And are we, you know, there's that sense of the interconnectedness that the breath obviously makes with us and the rest of the world, the plant world. Does it some say about our identity? Does it relax it? Does it open it? You know, we could go days, I suppose, without drinking water, days without eating food. We can't go very long without breathing in air. I read somewhere once that we breathe in 4,500 gallons of air every day, compared to, you know, a couple of pints or quarts of water, you know, liquid every day. 4,500 gallons, that's a lot. So breath connects us to the world in some amazing way. So I thought we would take 15 minutes and in silence, and you can go to the bathroom and take a break as you wish, but my wish for you is you actually go and take a walk around the block. Careful for the traffic and the driveways, but just walk around, and stay with your breath, and stay the best you can with your breathing, feeling your breath, body, your breathing, and feeling how, in a sense, you're maybe who you are. It doesn't stop at the boundaries of your body, but as it, you know, continues out into that the air that leaves your body and comes back. And feel that connectedness to the wider world that the breath provides. So 15 minutes, we'll start again at 11 o'clock.